Welcome to the Forgotten Word radio program.
Today I want to talk a little bit about Rod Parsley and the so-called, I guess a lot of people call it the name it and claim it, prosperity gospel. And I have to tell you, it's an amazing thing to see what people are doing with the Word of God for their own self-interest and their own profitability. I received an email today from Rod Parsley's ministry, and it asked if it's time, it says, to expect your miracle harvest. And it says, I'll read part of it to you. It said, do you need a breakthrough in your career, family, finances, or relationships? Are you waiting for God to bring about a supernatural turnaround in your life? Well, my friend Dr. Todd Kuntz has extensively studied the Bible, and God has given him some powerful revelation on how to expect your miracle harvest. He has recorded a powerful CD message that I want to put into your hands today entitled, Expect a Harvest, Lifestyles, Secrets to Divine Reaping. Because I want to see God work naturally and supernaturally in your life, I will send this CD to you as my gift for your best seed faith gift of any size. Excuse me. When everything and everyone else fails you, the Word of God will not. The Bible is the living word of the only true and living God. Luke 36:38 says, give and it will be given unto you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Whenever you give, do it with the expectation that you will receive. Give knowing that it will be given back to you with increase. God can only multiply your seed if you sow it. And it goes on to say a few things more about Dr. Kuntz's teachings and things of that nature. And then he says, when you sow into breakthrough soul-winning ministry and faith, believing for your supernatural turnaround, God can take your present need and move you into a new season. Whether it's a $200 turnaround seed or your very best love gift of $100 or $50, your faith added with your giving can move the hand of God's favor. And then he also says in Dr. Kuntz's CD teaching, you will learn how to position yourself in expectation. Sow your seed faith gift of any size so that you can begin learning these biblical principles. If possible, I want to challenge you to sow a $200 turnaround seed, because an uncommon seed opens the door to an uncommon harvest. Expect your miracle harvest in three significant areas. 1, God will give you a miracle turnaround. 2, God will increase your capacity to receive. And 3, God will resurrect every dormant seed sown in the past 36 months. Now I have to question just what exactly is going on. First and foremost, I do believe that you reap what you sow, as so many have said, and I believe the verse in Luke that says it will be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I believe all that. God will give it to you in His way and in His time, and I believe a lot of that, though, pertains to life, favors, some finances, but not in the way these people are strictly relating it all to finances. A lot of times what God gives you is an ability. Sometimes that ability is to be really good at your job so that you will have that job. In today's life, the way things are in the world with the economy and job situations, that's a real favor from God. When you get a gift like that, that can keep you into that position, because there's thousands of people waiting to take your position if you should fail. And I think God gives us those abilities as one of His rewards that He gives us. I also believe that God will give us favor in many other things, including our marriage, our children, our life in general, our ability to witness to others, our ability to spread the gospel, just so many things God gives us as a favor. But these guys all tend to make it look like and try to get you to believe that you give $10, you get $100 back, you give $100, you get $1,000 back, and you get $1,000, you get $100,000 back. But the most striking thing about this email that caught my attention this morning was when he said, number three, when he said, God will resurrect every dormant seed sown in the past 36 months. If you've been following faithfully with Rod Parsley all these years, and you've been a follower of his, and you've been giving your seed, faith, donations, why would they be laying dormant for the past 36 months, which is 3 years, people? That's 3 years you've been sitting wondering, possibly, you know, hey, I've been giving and giving, and Rod keeps telling me I'm going to get back, and, you know, it hasn't happened. You know, I gave, the $200, or maybe I gave $1,000, or maybe in the last 3 years I've given $4,000, $5,000, or $6,000, and I haven't seen my, you know, $100,000 return yet. And maybe what the problem is like they like to claim, is the problem, because I didn't have enough faith. But if I'll do it this time, that all those dormant seeds, all that money that I've given will now come back to me for the last 36 months. That, my friend, is just, to me, just pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. I've prayed about this so many times over the years, about what can I do as an individual to do something about this. And I have done many things, but this is the first time I verbally I've done the written word, but this is the first time I verbally have done any kind of a show on a message on prosperity gospel, and it won't be my last. I've come to the point where I just can't take it anymore, is what it really boils down to. I've struggled with it. I've watched Benny Hinn promise people the moon. I've watched Rod Parsley promise people the moon. I've watched Jesse Duplantis laugh his way to the bank on other people's money, promising them the moon for years. Kenneth Copeland, Gloria Copeland, just promise everything. Oral Roberts, Richard Roberts, John Advanzini, the Robert Tilton. The list is just, it's terrible. Mike Murdoch. Mike Murdoch has made millions of dollars, millions of dollars over his, by using his, I should say, $58 seed faith. Excuse me. I have a little cold today, so I'll pray about that here when I get off. Mike Murdoch is literally laughs his way to the bank every time somebody sends him $58. So many times I've seen these guys send out email after email, say, just give me $11, give me $7. It's the sign of completion, knowing that there's thousands of people listening to these guys. Sometimes in the case of the bigger guys, millions of people listen to them, and they know that out of the millions, there's going to be thousands that are going to send them the $7. Now, that $7 don't seem like a lot to maybe me and you, but, you know, when you take 1,000 people times $7, it's $7,000 for one little email that was sent out, you know, in one day. And these guys send out these emails, folks, every day. There's not a day goes by I don't get an email from these guys. And it seems like what's the most amazing about all of it is that you'll get an email, and I'm talking about Rod Parsley in particular here, so I'll use Rod Parsley as an example. I'll get an email from Rod telling me that this is what's going on, this is our new breakthrough. That's what he calls everything, is breakthrough. And our breakthrough, you know, is I'll send you this new book with these new teachings in it today, and God's going to start this new miracle understanding for all of us, so we'll become better Christians and better people, and so much is going to happen for us, and we're going to get so much in return if we'll only send, you know, the $24 or the $11 or the $20 or the $10 or whatever it might be. And I guess you can kind of understand that once in a while, if you get an email from somebody saying, you know, they've heard from the Lord and they'd like to share it with you, but the cost to ship the book out and to print the book costs a little bit, and you know, they're trying to recoup some of those costs and make a little bit extra because they know, you know, I mean, it does take money to run a ministry. But these guys come up with a new gimmick every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They're sending out something wanting you to give them more money and promising, you know, 10, 100, you know, thousandfold return on some of this stuff. And, you know, don't laugh when I say this, but thousandfold return, I've had many an email telling me that. The big one is 100-fold. You know, everybody talks about it. You know, you'll get 100-fold, 30, 60, 100-fold. But these guys just go to the extremes, and it's just pathetic to watch how they live, to watch what they do. All of these big ministries, these guys have multi-million dollar homes, multi-million dollar jets, multi-hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cars and trucks, vehicles. They live a lifestyle that just is out of this world as far as the common everyday person in America. And it sickens me to my heart that poor people with nothing will send in their last $10. And I've heard them say, "Grandma, you got that $10 stuck away in the cookie jar that you've been saving for something important. And, you know, even if it's for food money for next week, send it in today. You'll get more back in return than what you ever expected." And these poor grannies will take that money, and they'll send it to them expecting to get back multiple folds of money. And what happens is they get so, they come back at you so fast and so furious with new things going on and new promises and new this and that and another, to where you get caught up in it, and you start realizing, or you don't realize that you've sent the $10, but you're on a new thing, and you kind of forget about that $10 and you're going on to something new. And these guys know this. It's a ploy. It's a tactic they use. They keep your mind so occupied with them that you forget about you. And that just, it's just so disheartening. And it's so sad with the way the world is today that people can take so much advantage of something of this nature. They use the gospel for their own selfish greed, wants, wishes, and furtherance. A good example, I'll tell you how people can use the gospel. I knew a lady one time who had an affair on her husband. And when she was asked about it, she denied it was an affair. She said that she was only sharing the gospel with this guy. Come to find out it wasn't true. She was having an affair. And when her and her husband split up, and he divorced her because of her infidelities, the first thing she did was moved in to, you know, to one of his rental homes, and then continued the affair with him. That's sad, because she used the gospel, she tried to use the gospel, I should say, as an excuse for what she was doing. And you know, you can't use the gospel to do things of that nature. And that's what's happening with these money men, these money preachers. And I just want to say to you today, I'm sick of it, I'm fed up with it. From this day forth, I'm going to do everything in my power, and it's January the 25th, folks, and I'm going to start doing in 2011, and I'm going to start really pushing hard to try to get this message out to people that just how bad it is. I know there's people all over with a lot more authority than I've got that's trying so hard, but I'm going to add to their cause. I'm going to push further on, harder and harder and harder, to do something about this type of this nonsense that's destroying people by the droves, by the hundreds of thousands. I had a guy tell me today through email that in Africa they've been so deceived by the prosperity gospel that they're so open for the true word now. And that's why it should be open for the true word. But these prosperity gospels preachers have deceived them so badly that they're lost. And that it's got to stop. And it's got to stop. And I hope you understand my frustration and my anger today. It's a righteous anger, I believe. I'm not going to go out and beat anybody up, but I am really upset and mad about the way things have gone, and it needs to change, and it's got to change for the sake of all the souls that are being deceived and lost in the world today. And all this is coming out of America, folks. I know this happens everywhere, but it's coming mostly from America and being taken to other places. So stand with me. Be with me. And until we talk again, God bless each and every one of you. And may the Lord be with you in your daily walk. Remember to visit our website, www.forgottenword.org. Get there, read some of what we've got to say, and stand with us in this fight for what is right. Thank you, and God bless.